True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds?
Oh, I guess we're recording, huh?
As heard on 107.7 The Inn in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous nerd talk, only longer and dumber, blah, 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 nerd talk. Plus, he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. I read a story today that we're going to have to talk about. Remind me to talk about driverless cars. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification, and we call his wiener a service animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants, except for maybe a Spam Musubi. The Manor and Floridian. Everybody, it's Siege.
Hola, que tal? I don't remember what the hell I was saying. I don't have my notes open. ¿Qué pasó? Ni hola, one chung howdy, chelama.
I'm trying to learn the 1,000 most used words in Japanese right now, because of course I am. And so I have a Quizlet, which is an app that you can use for that. And it's like, who? And I'm like, ¿quién? I'm like, no, wait, no, that's Spanish. All of my default words go to Spanish before I go to Japanese.
I didn't even question it when you said it. I was just like, yes.
I'm in Japan and I'm like, what is the door? ¿Cómo se dice door? Oh, I mean, what's the equivalent of how do you say in Japanese? I have no idea. So, yeah, I learned it in Italian for a while too. It's like, ¿cómo se dice? I think it's not that.
It doesn't matter. Italians aren't real.
Well, you heard it here first. Nerd Talk Plus.
There you go. Title of the episode. Right off the bat, Italians aren't real.
Helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy Gervin. None of us is a scientist. One of us isn't even here because apparently there's a concert tonight.
Is it even a concert?
Just children singing in the bathtub. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong or perhaps what we get right. Tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. Siege.
First off, thank you, Dora.
Yeah.
For saying sexy things or sending sexy things.
Oh, I thought she just said sexy things.
Oh, no. Thank you, Dora. And also, our good friend Amanda writes,
Sup, dummy.
On our adventures today through Tennessee, I had my mom listening to Nerd Talk.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. She cried at the fish. She cried at the fish high.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Getting fish high through the gills. I was like, what did we say?
Through the mouth or through the gills? How does the fish get high? We actually got to the bottom of that one thanks to Encyclopedia Britannica, something that 80s kids and before will know. That it goes through the mouth and then exits or passes over the gills. And so fish would have to smoke a joint through their mouth.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
And as you all kept going, she was like, oh, my God, that poor fish.
Well, yes.
So thank you, Amanda, and apologies to your mom.
Yeah, absolutely. This is really interesting. I went through maybe if you can, maybe go to our, maybe Gravy could do this, if you could go to our Spotify and see, people leave comments sometimes on the episode, and I never look at any of this, but I was like, I should probably go check that. And
I always forget.
Snowman707 said a couple episodes ago, he said, or
Snowman,
she,
cocaine?
I don't know, maybe. How dare you glance over or glaze over Pokemon Go? I need current levels and favorite Pokemon.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, I felt like this was perfect. I wish the other Pokemon fanatic was here today. Unfortunately, watching his children fight in the bathtub is what he's doing instead. That's what it's devolved to now. But current level, I didn't play Pokemon Go long enough to know what level I would be. I was not a Pokemon kid, and so I'm so fascinated by it. I want my kid to get into it, but his mother is not for that. And I'm like, well, lame. You're no fun. But I remember when Pokemon Go came out, and inappropriately putting Weedle on parts of your body is very funny. And so
I love doing that with the little AR camera feature.
Right.
All sorts of things. I've got myself doing thug poses with Groudon out in front of Miami Stadium and stuff.
Is it perfect? That's also, he's
Groudon, Groudon, sorry.
He's on a list now. So,
yes, correct.
After doing that, but it's
always has been
a list of awesome people in Miami. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah. That's the first one that comes to mind, unfortunately.
Weedle?
Yeah. Because of the inappropriateness of being just me. I guess that's what it is. And so anyone who is on or listens to the show can relate, I'm sure. But Siege, do you have a favorite Pokemon?
Well, first off, I am with the updated levels. I'm level 70.
Oh.
Yes, out of 80. And currently my buddy is a shiny, perfect Rayquaza. Hmm. So basically a giant black dragon.
Oh, cool. I remember the first time I caught an Onix in the first wave of Pokemon, and I was like, whoa. Ooh. It was at that round park in Bellevue is, where everyone was there during the pandemic. I remember we were going to have a meetup there. We're like, hey, everyone, just meet us there. And then someone, I won't say their name because they're a friend of ours, got corporate involved, and then I got a cease. I wasn't, look at that. I wasn't allowed to encourage people to meet up at a park. Because we might be responsible for the insurance. And I was like, okay, everyone, don't meet me at the park on Saturday at noon or whatever. So
yeah, don't be there.
Thank you, Gravy. Brooke R. Bean, just an hour ago, left us a comment on our latest episode. She says, on sloths, ground sloths, real, and they were giant. If you are a fan of avocados, you can thank them. Please don't tell me they came from their butts. I think they did. They were the only species capable of eating the whole fruit pit and digesting it before human cultivation. If not for giant sloths eating ancient avocados and pooping their seeds, we would have no guacamole. So now when you're eating guacamole, just think that you're eating giant sloth poop.
Hell yes. A little bit of onion, a little bit of lime. Like it.
Served with a margarita. Yeah. So
delicious.
Thanks, Brooke. Appreciate
digging into
you.
A giant pile of sloth poop with crispy homemade nachos.
Well, there we go. Well, thanks for all the comments. That's nice. I'm sure there's more that we haven't looked at or whatever, but appreciate you taking the time to do that because we love sometimes reading them.
Speaking of Pokemon Go, somebody from Kent, Washington, who apparently doesn't know who Gravy is, but says he looks like a cop.
Well,
has also friended me on Pokemon Go. So, so Snowman707, send me your friend code and I'll add you.
Perhaps it's the same person. I don't know. Do you want to give yours out, Siege, or do you want to make people look for it?
No, okay. No. Yeah. I'll do it. No, just hit me up in Instagram or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. It's definitely not. Whatever that dong it won out is. Miami on the front of that.
It's Ray Ray Queso for my Rayquaza.
Oh, man. Queso. That sounds awesome. Anyway.
Queso and sloth poop.
Anything else that I missed there? We were supposed to talk about sexy robots today, or sex robots, not sexy, but sex robots, because I really do want to know what everyone thinks, how good a sex robot's going to have to be before it ruins civilization. I started thinking about this just before the pod, and then I kind of...
Did I send you that commercial? I'm sorry to interrupt. Did I send you that commercial about the dude who was like, yeah, that's my wife?
No, I can't wait.
And everybody's like, no. I think it was like a new episode of the Detroiters. It's like, you can't, you think she's a robot? She's, I mean, yeah, I'm looking at her. He's like pointing at her.
Okay, I can't wait. Post it on our socials. That's great.
I'll send it.
NerdTalkPlus.com. If you go there or you look on Instagram, spell it all out, NerdTalkPlus.com. That's NerdTalkPlus. D-O-T-C-O-M. To be able to access us there. And we'd love to have you because there's a silly time sometimes on that. Yeah. I was thinking about the sex robots. And then I kind of got sidetracked, as one does. And I was thinking about how Terminator was such a lie. Yeah, I mean, they got everything right about the robots eventually turning on us here, and we're at that kind of turning point.
Wait,
right now.
Which Terminator was a lie? Which Terminator?
1 through 3, basically, I think.
Okay.
The reason it's a lie is because in, what, 2 and 3, like, humans are like, oh, this is bad. Actually, we should stop this.
Yeah.
And right now we're like, I'm going to double down on AI to own the libs.
Yeah, we're still in one. We're living in one right now.
Yeah, we're just 20 years off or something like that. So
we're the guy getting shot in his own house because of Skynet.
I don't remember that part, but that sounds perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Linda Hamilton, was that her name?
Yes.
Yeah, no relation to Lewis, apparently. I thought she might be related to the 7-time Formula One world champion, but some differences, I guess.
I mean, we don't know.
We don't know. You're right.
I haven't seen the 23andMe.
I would like to now, though. That should be complicit.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he did come to America, and who knows what info we're taking from people at the border these days. So
true.
Maybe if someone, Christy Gnome, if you're listening, you could let us know, please.
Wasn't he in Las Vegas last week?
Yeah, just the other day. I was, I got to tell you, Formula One is so disappointing.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it really is.
They do this big race in Vegas, and the way that they do the technical regulations is that all these engineers spend as much time as possible making the cars impossible to follow. Mm-hmm. So that way you can't actually race, and then everyone complains, including the teams, about how they can't race. And it's like, well, yeah, you intentionally did that so that way you wouldn't get past it ever. And it gets really boring and everything. But fine. I watch this big, boring race, and then the two of the drivers get disqualified for having too much wear on the floor of their car, which can be an advantage and whatever. That doesn't matter. But as they're going to the podium, they have to drive to in front of the Bellagio because of the optics. So they,
of course.
So Terry Crews pulls up. He's a big F1 fan, but he never handles it very well. He pulls up in one year. It was like a Maybach, like a badass, like really nice Mercedes or, you know, something like that. The first year was that. This year he pulls up in a Lego pink Cadillac. Which is fine. It's the top is down. It's not fine. Okay. It's not fine.
It's made of Legos.
Yeah. It's like, well, sort of. There's like, that has like a real vehicle frame under it or whatever, but it is meant to look like a Lego Cadillac or whatever. And then they have Lego sunglasses that they built out of Legos. And it's like,
ooh, I want those.
It is so unserious. And it's like,
it's Las Vegas, Greg. What do you want?
This is exactly my point, is that it's like all of this happens. And so they go and it takes them, you know, this uncomfortable ride with the top three guys and Terry Crews trying to entertain them while they're driving around. And they're going around the track to get to the Bellagio so that way they can do the interviews afterwards. Just a complete waste of everyone's time. But I'm sure the Bellagio has, in order to agree to open up their part of the sidewalk, a major point in Las Vegas Boulevard, that they like, well, we want the rights on this, so we'll pay an extra amount for whatever. So they have everyone pull up. They do these interviews. And then David Coulthard, a former Formula One racer and lovely Scottish man, says, okay, I'm going to hand it off to my friend Mickey. Oh, and it's like, he what? Doesn't sound pumped. No one is pumped. And then they cut to Mickey Mouse in front of the Bellagio.
Oh, and then
they do the fountain show, and they just show a fountain show and Mickey Mouse conducting an organ. It's just a giant f-ing commercial for Disney. And like,
it was Fantasia.
Only
fake.
Like Lame-tasia, more like it. It was like, yeah. Foundtasia, maybe, if it's a found. Okay, anyway. It was awful.
Okay. And I'll accept it.
I at that point, like, I get if you want to be cute and clever and do like a, you know, have like one of the announcers had his hair. He already has like a pompadour, but he had it really coiffed up to look like Elvis, East Indian Elvis, sure. But like still, he was like
Mickey.
No.
I was like, what?
His name's Lawrence. He's one of the announcers.
Okay, sorry.
And like, that's what
I was like, an East Indian pompadour and Mickey Mouse.
And right. One of the announcers is wearing, like, she's wearing all gold sequins and stuff. Okay, I get it. You're like hamming it up a little bit. But the rest of it is so unserious that how are we supposed to take this? Like, it's so campy and dumb. And I get that Vegas is over the top or whatever, but this was just, it was like so clearly about the advertisement first. And then everything else.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, none of the drivers want to be there. The track kind of sucks. There was no passing. It was just like, it's cold out. The fans are cold. Beyonce shows up wearing whatever the hell that was. And I'm not anti-Beyonce. I'm not one of these anti-Beyonce Republicans. I'm just an anti-graffiti Republican. I'm not a Republican.
I'm just here to keep our streets clean.
Also, I'm not a Republican. However, I did run into one of the guys from the I think it's called Recology. Is that what it is? I wish I could remember the dude's name. He's been to a bunch of end sessions and stuff. And he's like, hey, brother. And I was like, oh, you do this job? He's like, absolutely. And I was like, oh, cool. So he goes and picks up the abandoned mattresses and stuff like that. And then he's like, yeah, I carry like varnish in here so I can clean up some of the graffiti. And I was like, hold on. You do.
Did we just become best friends?
You do what? Because let me tell you who hates graffiti in this neighborhood.
Let me point out some spots where you can start.
He was absolutely like, dude, find it, fix it app. Just do it right away. And I was like, to be clear, I don't think that graffiti art is bad. I think it's all the stupid gang tags everywhere that are so stupid. Get those.
I love that
here.
You probably have to explain that to everybody that you bring this up to.
Everyone, including the guy from Recology, who's like, dude, I do not care what your take on graffiti is. And I'm like, well, I'm in broadcast mode, so you're going to listen. Tunes me out. Like, reaches over and pushes a button. Oh, okay, well, see ya. By the end, it was definitely like him, like being like, "I gotta get back to work," and me being like, "Okay, well,
can't take me with you.
I'm in entertainment mode, so I'm just gonna keep going until you physically leave me." Like everyone, he left me.
Did he at least leave you some solvent?
No solvent.
That was basically a wasted conversation.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And we're back.
Unrelated.
I'm trying to decide what to talk about first here today, Siege. I don't know if it's comic books or Neptune or NASA getting fancy, or what do you think?
You're like barking up all of my things right here.
About monkeys kissing?
Man, monkeys kissing, NASA, comic books.
Yeah.
I mean, what else? What else we got here?
Tell me more about Florida.
I mean, please. Please come down. Please visit. Say it slower.
I don't know how they can possibly know this, but scientists have figured out that apes and humans have been kissing, possibly each other, but probably not. They've been using kissing, how about that, to convey connection for the last 21 million years.
Okay. I thought you meant like we're making out with some chimps.
They didn't say they weren't, okay?
That's I'm not fully opposed to it.
We know. Sometimes you send us screenshots of the girls that are talking to you. And
true.
21 million years, dude. There is no way that they could absolutely know this. But it's the Oxford's Department of Biology, so it's not like it's a nobody institution or whatever. They, we weren't even sure that humans fought actual leopards in, like, the Colosseum until recently when they, feats of strength, until they found some bones to confirm it. And that was only, like, in the last year or something like that. They suspected it, but they didn't know that leopards were there until recently, right?
I just kind of figured it out just right there. Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, I accept this now.
All right, yeah, good. they looked at non-aggressive mouth-to-mouth contact that did not involve food transfer. So no baby birding. I still don't know how they could possibly sort this out. I assume this was IFLScience.com. Since I pay for that website now, I use it a lot for this stuff.
I think maybe it was IFL Science too, but I think somebody told me that kissing fish, they're not actually kissing for, you know.
I'm sorry, what?
They're not actually kissing for
kissing
love
fish?
Or communication. Yeah, you never seen kissing fish?
Communication is what you started to say, which is amazing.
Yeah, communication. Yeah, communication.
What?
They're actually fighting. I'm not sure if it's male on male either.
That's a weird glory hole, dude.
I don't know. I kind of like it now.
How big are the fish?
They look like angelfish.
Cool.
But they're definitely kissing each other. Gravy, you're going to have to.
Are they like hubcap size? Or like what's the. some details here.
I don't know. Their mouths could maybe hold a pinky.
Okay. Well, that's not.
So.
I might not have good self-esteem, but even I'm like. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm not going to make that joke because I know I'm girthier than that.
Anyway, Oxford, I don't know what you're up to, and I obviously didn't read the science behind it because that's nuts. But, yeah.
So, wait a second. Are chimps and leopards kissing now?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah, how do you think we got all these weird different karate types? You know what I mean?
I like this interspecial. I mean, not for me. But
we need more chimeras for sure.
I'm not going to kink shame any.
Like if we could get the centaur of leopard gorillas, that would be dope, dude. Like a centaur leopard orangutan.
Dude, could you imagine like the upper body of like half silverback?
Yeah.
And the lower half of like straight up jungle jaguar?
It would have to be like appropriately sized because I don't think the jaguar is like super big. I think it's like a middle-sized cat, right? Or is it like how many 100 pounds is a jaguar, jungle jaguar?
I don't know, dude. I always think they're like 200 pounds or
maybe
something.
Yeah. If so, that's bonkers.
Like that's got to be
between 100 and 250 pounds. Yeah, that's wow. Awesome, dude.
Holy crap! Because I've seen them pull like a full-on like crocodile, like a caiman, out of the water like by their neck, just holding it with their teeth. And drag it all the way up into a tree. Just climb like it was nothing.
I wish we had dragons.
So I'm thinking the Yeah. Dragons?
Sorry. You said dragon. And I was like, it'd be cool if we had dragons.
It would be cool if we had dragons. You know what? I think dragons get a bad rap. They're just chilling in a cave all by themselves, like with like gold and stuff like that. And people come in there all trying to slay them and steal their like sparkly things. That's really all that they're about. They're like giant crows.
Yeah, sure. Like, what if you were like high and it was like, hi?
For real. Like, what if you showed up and you're just like, hey, man, how you doing? Sorry to bother you in here, but you just seemed really cool and I wanted to come talk to you.
You leave it like a jaguar leg out front and then you come back the next day and there's a giant gem there. And it's like, oh, look,
your gift. See, this is how we just rewrote the movie How You Train Your Dragon.
Just take weird stuff and see what happens. Just treat them like crows, dude.
Man. We just totally demystified that entire thing. That's people awesome. Making money off of multi-million dollar movies. And we're just like, nah, man, it's just a crow.
What else could you attach a gorilla or orangutan to make it awesome? Like, we have a horseman.
So many things. Could you imagine a gorilla top with a bull bottom? What that would be like the most powerful beasts ever.
Yeah, I agree. With a dragon.
With a dragon. Dragon draped around its neck.
Question of the week.
Like a python.
Question of the week. Are you European or Asian dragon? I mean, I guess you just got a tattoo. So anyway, question of the week. Are you European or Asian dragon, Siege?
Well, I have Welsh in my background. So there's some there. But I mean, I love the Asian dragon. Nothing better than a Chinese dragon on Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
That stuff's great. I love watching that
stuff. I live right next to the International District. I cannot disagree.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Cool Keith.
What's up, dummy?
He lives right next to where they practice the drums for that. So it's he's less excited about all the different celebrations, but yeah.
So what about you?
Oh,
European
I'm Asian dragon, 100%, dude.
Of course.
I like how they're like twirly and ribbony and they are more, they like are magic and stuff. Like, I think those are awesome. And they're more like Falcor, which is like a cool dragon. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
When I was a kid and I didn't know that Asian dragons were a thing, probably, I don't know. Like, my family was probably didn't acknowledge that Asia exists. But when I was a kid, except for like pulling your eyes back and like making racist comments or something like that, that's probably the most my family ever got into.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't get me wrong. My best friend from third grade on, an Asian guy. But anyway.
I'm friends with an Asian guy. I can do this.
anyway, I don't think I like understood the culture that even existed. Like, Chinese was just a food that you went and got, and like Indian food didn't exist, and Japanese was like they've just made products that we consumed and complained that Americans weren't making or something. You know what I mean? It was just like that.
You think that's a product of growing up in the desert Southwest?
Oh yeah, partially that, and partially not having the internet like we do today. And partially dropping nuclear bombs on other cultures that were warring against
very
us
true.
Or, you know, changing teams or whatever that was. And so now as an adult, I love a twirly ribbon dragon so much. And so
they're awesome.
But yeah, as a kid playing Dungeons and Dragons, like the European dragon is so badass, dude. I just wish in Harry Potter that one of the dragons that they fought, like when they had to choose which one, the Hungarian spine dragon or whatever it was. I wish one of them would have been an Asian dragon just to like
have
that
would
a little, little representation. I'm like, I choose the ribbony magical flying dragon. They're like, all right. It just eats me.
They're all just like, anyway. Gay.
Hey, this is a kid's movie.
It's medieval Europe. Damn it. Or is it? No, it's not medieval.
No, it's like, it's modern Europe. It's
like, same thing.
It's like the 2000s. You know,
listen, man, they haven't progressed past like bangers and mash as like a dish.
J.K. Rowling would gladly take us back. Like, she's got no problem going back onto the hate train. So she'd probably be like, yeah, this guy gets it.
Yeah.
Gravy, you want to chime in? You prefer the twirly ribbony dragon or the thunder lizard dragon of Europe? You have a preference?
Oh, the big European dragons.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Of course you are. You're Scottish.
Do you have an example of a European dragon that you like?
You remember Dragonheart when no. Sean Connery was the voice of a dragon?
That was correct. Seen a film. What was it called? Dragonheart?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't either.
Seen Rain of Fire?
Oh. That's correct. Seen a film. Also no. Okay. Well, we got one maybe European, but also Asian. We have one hard European and one hard Asian. So
wow. There we go. Our forces combined.
If only we had one more person to break the stalemate.
I know. Who could it be?
Too bad there's an Eagles cover band playing at the local casino in Spokane tonight. I assume. I don't actually know. Look up concerts in Spokane tonight. And see, yeah, let's try and guess where Brandon is. Right,
let's try and figure it out. Concerts in Spokane.
And then call the venue and say there's an emergency for Brandon.
His Tesla's on fire.
There are no major concerts scheduled for Spokane tonight.
It's not a major concert that he's at.
Obviously. Let's see. Your best bet is to check local venues or alternative shows. All right,
We've wasted too much time on this already. Me saying that, my God. What have we?
The future includes The Devil Wears Prada on March 24th. What?
What? So.
No.
NASA.
Bands in town.
NASA really wants you to know something, Siege. Are you ready?
Oh.
NASA wants you to know that Comet 3I Atlas something or other spotted in the summer is a comet and definitely not an alien pretending to be a comet.
Nope. Do not believe it. I watched the entire damn press conference. No.
They were really hammering home. It's not an alien. They were like really kept repeating.
Dude, they literally said comet in every sentence. It's the comet is cometing and it has other features of comets, but it not even, comets from this interstellar comet.
The comet comped and then we
yeah, it's comped all over the comet and that's why it, no.
The trail. Space Godzilla. The trail of comp is
yeah. Space Godzilla.
3I means it's the third interstellar object that we've observed, meaning that it does not originate within our solar system, or if it does, it does not solely reside in our solar system. It is independent of our own gravity. It just comes flying by occasionally. Not independent, but it is not bound to our gravity, let's say it that way. And then Atlas is the asteroid observatory that first detected it. And so, yeah, NASA is like...
Ah, that's how Atlas got in there. Okay.
Yeah. The alleged space ice made its closest flyby of the sun during the government shutdown. How convenient!
Ha! No photos, my ass!
So NASA didn't release any data on it. However, they were recording, and they threw, as the story from Gizmodo says, they threw everything at it. It turns out, though, it's so small and far enough out that everything... being thrown at it still makes it look like a small blob of indistinct light. So
it's a scouting ship for Space Godzilla.
A light that keeps changing color every few months and direction.
And changing directions. Mm-hmm.
So as we said, NASA really doubled and tripled down during a press conference last week to say it's a comet and it's just doing comet stuff. Changing color is totally normal, which I agree with. It probably is totally normal for it to change color as it heats up or cools down differently. That's what things do. Okay, that's fine. They said it'll soon leave our solar system, probably for forever, maybe. Also, the non-natural course corrections, totally normal.
Yeah. And the tail going in front of it?
Yeah, it's super
actually
duper.
Totally comet behavior.
So some theories on what I think it is. The Predator.
It's
probably what it is. You said Godzilla.
That's way more accurate than probably Space Godzilla. Space Godzilla would be much more noticeable.
I don't know. Space is really big. And so Space Godzilla would still be teeny tiny. You know, like we can't even see Pluto with our instrumentation from Earth. And so like Space Godzilla, much smaller than Pluto, I assume. Pluto's like 600 kilometers across or something like that.
Yeah, but those crystals on its back are like awfully kind of like
Space Godzilla is like one city block, or not? maybe Space Godzilla's a little bit bigger, but like three city blocks, you know.
But
what
doesn't
I mean?
He have his own like crystal? I don't want to say Crystal Palace. He's got his own like
His own like
Fortress of Solitude made out of crystals that he regenerates in.
Fortress of Eviltude or something like that, or
Fortress of Attitude.
Fortress of Attitude. There it is.
Yes.
Write that down. That's the name of this episode. Fortress of Attitude.
I still like Italians don't exist.
Oh. Okay.
The Italians aren't real.
Yeah, there we go. Also, Italians aren't real. All right, I've got both of those down. Oh, wait, that's not even on the right page. Okay, I wrote that on a different page. Just on one of my show pages. There we go. Anyway, I just got done recently reading or listening to the audiobook. I don't know. Maybe I read it. Of Rendezvous with Rama. 100%. If this story resonates with you, even the littlest bit, you have to check that book out. It's so awesome. They're making a movie with it. I'm sure Ryan Gosling will be in it and ruin it or whatever. But like,
hell yeah.
Not because of him, but just because like it doesn't. It needs a boring cast. And it needs to be a. Some movies don't need to be action packed and everything. Sometimes the best part of it is when they don't speak and it's like eerie and quiet the whole time, and then something happens that it's startling. Sort of like I think they did a good job with The Martian. Of like, you have to make it more exciting than just the boring book, which is amazing. The book is amazing. But they didn't go over the top with making it exciting. They just let it be kind of like haunting, which Rendezvous with Rama, you guys got to consume it. It's very good. So old book. Arthur C. Clarke wrote it a million years ago, like 50 years ago or something like that. And it's like it is so spot on with what this is. I wish we had better technology to fly out and go check it out and like, you know, try to land upon it or shoot something at it or whatever.
Definitely shoot something at it.
Yeah. That's America. Yeah. So, the Cambridge Dictionary has announced their word of the year.
Uh-oh.
It's not 6-7 dictionary.com. That's what they
that's D-I-C-K-tionary.
Right. Hey-o. The word of the year is parasocial, which is the phenomenon of a connection that someone feels between themselves and a famous person that they do not know, like a character in a book, film, TV series, podcast, radio.
Radio.
Or, in the modern age, an artificial intelligence.
Ooh, like sex robots that we can't discuss tonight because somebody is at Spokane Comedy Club watching Tom Arnold?
Don't break my heart, please. Don't do
that's
that to me.
That's the only thing that I'm seeing that like please would don't. Be worth missing out.
No, how dare you?
It's either that or going to see Drug Church.
They're not. There's no way they're at that.
Yeah, it's didn't think
at,
so.
It's probably at the church. You know what I mean? So it doesn't make the porno internet that you get.
I would rather it be Tom Arnold.
So I'll be real with you. I definitely think four-time Formula One world champion Sebastian Vettel and I could be friends. I think that could happen. I think that we could be pals, despite the fact that it's not just because we look very similar, despite my being much taller than he is. This is an example of a parasocial relationship where I've watched him so much on TV and be a star that I'm like, oh yeah, I'd get along with that.
It's like that movie Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
No.
God damn it, Greg.
I know about it. I've seen some parts of it, but I have not seen that whole film. We need a reaction sound for if I've seen the film or not. Like like maybe there's a clap and a fart or something like that, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Like or like a shock. No, it's like, oh my God, if I have seen it. Yeah, maybe like yeah, it sounds about right for you know, something that conveys that for when I haven't seen it.
We'll find it. We'll find one.
Yeah. I also have a bank of sound effects that we can pull from the radio station since this is an Odyssey sanctioned.
Oh my God.
Nope. when I have seen it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And we'll be right back.
I have become wonderfully dumb.
Okay, this
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't know if it's wild or I don't know how to feel about these things anymore because price points like this don't mean anything to me anymore, I guess. But an original,
so much money.
An original Superman number one comic book. How untrue that is. An original Superman number one comic book, just in very good condition, I believe is what they said. Just went up for auction, and the seller can now at least afford a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom condo in Bellevue. If that's kind of a, maybe of a two
to inside. Purchase or to rent.
TBD. Nerdist.com reports a copy of 1939's Superman number one in incredibly good condition is what it was, graded at 9.0, the highest ever for this comic. Fetched a staggering amount of money. Any guesses, Siege, on what that might have netted somebody?
Well, in my opinion, the things that a lot of people pay for, these one-of-a-kind objects like that, like a 9.0 number one 1939 Superman, is criminally underpaid for.
I agree.
So I would normally say like $1 million, but it's going to be something like $100,000.
This is the one time where Siege doesn't say something ridiculous. I almost said something I can't say.
No, because I'm angry. Yeah, I know what you were going to say.
Remarkable.
Yes.
The Superman number one, not Superman's first appearance. There was another comic that he was in before that, which was that he showed up in, but the first solely dedicated to Superman comic book sold for $9.1 million.
Holy crap. Finally. Deserved.
1970 something's Godzilla King of the Monsters number two, where Godzilla smashes the Space Needle. Any guesses?
Mm-hmm. Oh, probably like $35,000 tops.
I have one hanging in my office, $30 on eBay.
You son of a bitch. I'm getting all of those, Godzilla versus the cities or Godzilla destroys cities that they're actually coming out with right now. IGN.
I did not know that was happening. That's amazing. Oh,
there's a great one that I think of Manly every time I see him. RIP.
Yeah. Something.
But it was the Godzilla Destroys Chicago.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Racine, where he's from.
That would have been amazing. Godzilla cares about Racine. We're here for your cheese.
It's the middle point between Green Bay and Chicago, and Godzilla's trying to stop the rivalry. Behave yourself.
Mothra comes what down. What is like, this? Screw this.
Gross. Gravy just sent us a picture of something called Manly Meats, and it's chunk pork in a can. And for some reason, there's a cow as the logo. So
I was going to say, is it John Manly with a thumbs up?
You know what they say about anyone that has their septum pierced, right? I don't know. I don't know what they say. No, it's usually people on the internet calling pretty ladies that have horse.
Bisexual.
That's usually what they say. And so this bull is such
a
slut.
Is, damn. It's got that pose on and everything. That's how I want to take pictures.
I mean, I think I have a picture where John Manly is doing that for his baseball team. And maybe we could combine the two images together.
can we put a septum ring in the picture too?
Yeah, we could slut up Manly a little bit. That sounds good. Yeah.
I like it.
My favorite part is, and no one effed this up, my favorite part is that he would like light up if he knew how often he gets mentioned on the show.
Absolutely.
But because he's unwilling to consume it because of some principle of his, he'll never know that he's a beloved character on this. Anyway.
That he's dead.
Oh, that's right. Sorry you're dead if you hear this, dummy. That's our bad. R.I.P. in peace. R.I.P. in All right, pepper and peace. That's what it was, yeah. It comes from someone writing that on a note that went on at the bulletin board at work. It said, R.I.P. in peace. And we were like, that, you poor thing. That is not how that phrase works.
But yet, somehow it does.
Rest in peace, pepper. Saw Pepper the other day. She's doing great. Everyone listen. This is a free plug. I'll give two free plugs right now. Everyone listen to CityCast Seattle to hear what's going on in the city. It's a new podcast that my friend Pepper, who it does the outro on Our Dumb Podcast, was a longtime hostess at 107.7 The End, and is just an all-around like kind of dirtbag, fun, cool person. She's the executive producer of a new thing called CityCast Seattle. And then also, I believe currently back for a new season is the Florida Man Murder Podcast.
Yes, sir. Florida
Man Murders podcast, excuse me. That is one that Siege is on with people that actually, like we're doing tonight, have notes and a point that they go.
One of us does research. The rest of us just kind of do horse cockery like we do here.
Yeah, that's exactly what tonight's show really is. I have many pages of notes today for once. And yeah.
Okay. Somebody did research and somebody else just shows up.
Yeah.
With noises.
Did we talk about kissing apes? Yeah, we did that. Got a brain implant story. You want that?
Oh.
Brain researchers have created a tiny brain implant that is the size of a grain of salt, which is pretty freaking tiny, dude. So far, it's only been tested in mice because that's how things work. Torture the animals first. Apparently, it monitors brain activity. Then using light, it transmits the data to a watching computer so they can study said brain activity.
They shoot light out of a brain?
I have no idea how that would work because it feels like the skull would be a limiting factor, but maybe there's a wavelength that light can get through your skull. I guess so. Like a gamma ray will get through your skull. And
yeah, but that's not light. That's radiation.
That's gamma ray, right? Yeah. Anyway, I don't understand it, and I didn't bother reading enough of the science part of this to understand it, because I got to another part of like, okay, so they say that it, unlike most implants, it moves with the brain to reduce scarring, and so I assume they just like drill a little like hole in there and then plop it in and like
yeah,
get some like wood filler and okay,
just kind of a little
just like, all right, there you go,
stick it in there and just kind of wiggles her out. What is it doing? I thought
Let me just bring this home because you're going to not care.
Okay.
There's one drawback to this new science, and that's
really that one?
It only works in genetically engineered mice with glow-in-the-dark neurons.
Oh, there's the light.
But that got me to think,
how do I genetically engineer children to have glow-in-the-dark neurons?
People get their eyeballs tattooed. Like, how long until we have glow-in-the-dark parts? Like, eyeballs and brains and stuff like that. Cause that sounds wieners. Awesome. Wieners. Exactly. Like,
buttholes.
Any fluids that come out of your body, I'll just say generically. Oh,
you imagine that just in a dark room?
Sneeze.
Yeah, sneeze. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Middle of the night, like, wake up. Kid is falling asleep in bed next to me. My kid. And like, wake up to him sneezing and like.
Looks like a crime scene all over the wall.
Dude, what is.
Talking about my bedroom, not yours.
Let us not do that. Okay. This is a terrible idea. Never mind.
Yeah. Can we. You know, we usually don't have very many bad ideas, but this one,
I think great idea. I think
we might rewind this back.
One
Let's
time,
just go back to the orca butter.
I wanna encourage everyone to do two things bathroom related based on this story. No.
No. I mean, it's bathroom related.
One, get a bidet. Stop being such a monster. Clean your butthole. Like, just what are you doing? I had to use a non-bidet restroom today. Two things happened. One, I had to use the one at work because something did not sit well with Papa last night. And then two, as I was like just about to be done, no one comes to work. There's like four of us. And of course, someone has to come into the bathroom right as I'm wrapping up and then starts talking to me instead of letting me have my shame and just run away. So then I over-talked in the bathroom and it was a whole thing. I hate that.
You started leaning on the sink and turned towards him. All friendly like, because I know that's
that
how
I poop
you do
in the
it.
Sink or like what do you think?
No. They're in the bathroom. You're trying to finish. Oh wait, no, you're in the stall still. I was picturing you wrapping up, washing your hands.
No.
And
I
just turned to face him.
I was buttoning my pants at the time.
Oh,
I should have just sat back down. I should just like been like, nope. I'm just like not gonna talk to you until you leave. Get out of here, person peeing. The other thing though is that, and this is one of the things you can't do at my work. The other thing is that please close your toilet lid before you flush your toilet. I watched a thing on Discovery Channel back when that was a thing. Like what?
Again, crime scene on the wall.
20 years ago. And they were like, watch what happens when we add a fluorochemical to the water of a toilet and leave the seat open and flush it. And it is like a hurricane of crap particles comes flying out of the top of your toilet and goes everywhere.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, your toothbrush is within.
I was going to say, put your toothbrush on the far side of the sink.
Yeah, like your toothbrush.
If you share a bathroom.
It's just outside of the eye of the storm. Like, that is, you are done for. Please close the lid of your toilet and please get a bidet so you don't have an itchy butt crack. I saw someone on the internet today. It was like, if you only had 30, this is a good question for you. If you only had 30 minutes left, if you knew the world was going to end in 30 minutes, how would you spend those 30 minutes?
Of the week.
Download the new episode of Nerd Talk Plus. Listen to him lie about science. Siege?
If I had 30 minutes left?
Yes, sir.
Am I alone?
You know what?
Am I with somebody to be like, hey, you want to like go out with a bang? Or yeah, am I just... Like
you want to have a bang?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or am I just cranking my own hog? Because one way or the other, I'm finishing with, you know, glow in the dark chemicals.
I saw someone write, be like, well, I would do the inevitable, and then I'd have 25 minutes left to scratch my own butthole. I was like, you need a bidet. Like, if you're spending any time scratching your own butthole, you need a bidet. This is a hygiene thing, and...
Just go install a bidet in the last 20 minutes, and then sit on it for five and be like, oh, I was rough.
No. But that's the problem, is they won't think they're right, because you got to use it twice before you know you're right. That's the thing.
Well, I knew the first time.
You are an open-minded... poop enthused person, so it's like,
and I also sat on it for like 20 minutes just enjoying.
You and my child separately are the same person. I'm like,
that's why we get along so well.
I'm like, dude, okay. Like, you can stop now. And he's like, why
is my water bill so high?
Why? Like, never mind, just go ahead, whatever, dude. At least I don't have to do it anymore. I'm just like, I don't have to. The thing that they don't tell you about having kids, there's two parts about it that they don't tell you before you have a kid. One, they're so annoying. And that should be obvious. That's an obvious thing. Two, the bathroom stuff is the worst. It's the worst part of the whole experience, besides the divorce and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The bathroom part is just like the... God. my kid is so not independent because he's an only child. So he just like relies on his, mostly his mother to do everything for him. Cause I'm usually like, I'm not doing that. Like, I don't like dad's house. Yeah. No joke, dude.
You're going to have to do it yourself. You're going to have to learn to do it yourself.
I'll install a bidet if you want to learn to use that. He's like, okay. And then he was like,
okay, sure.
Now he's like a little like pre whatever. I'm just going to stop now.
He's sitting in the fountain.
Just like, I didn't have a bidet at school, so I just came over here.
30 years old. He's like out in the middle of town, just like.
He's got his Pokemon on his wiener. Siege is next to him for some reason.
High-fiving.
70-year-old
Good job,
Siege
buddy.
Is like, I'm proud of you, kid.
Yeah. Let's go get some hot dogs.
Go get my rascal.
You think I'm not on my rascal? Sorry, I will own a Jazzy just because I like saying it better.
Dude, no shade. Like I'm here to support you doing that just as long as I don't have to like get it into the van. That's all I care about.
By then, we'll have the hovering vans.
Oh, dude, you'll have the hovering Jazzy. What are you talking about?
Whoa, yes. Oh, Back to the Future 2, you can't come soon enough.
Unlike
that
me.
That was 10 years ago. I'm sorry, I stepped on that. That's
all right. That's funny that you did. That's okay. I take depression medicine to root for that now. Sorry.
That's the excuse. That's what I'm going to say anyway.
I'm not doing well. It's not going well.
Do you want to get into it, buddy? Do you want to talk about it here for everybody?
No, I want to talk about this thing, this like out beyond Neptune in the Kuiper Belt.
Planet X.
Which is it might as well be. The Kuiper Belt is like the asteroid belt. There's one between Mars and Jupiter. And then there's another one out beyond Neptune. And it's where we get stuff like Pluto and Makemake. And these things are from there. One of the moons of Uranus is called Triton. It might be of Neptune. Uranus. I can't remember. One of the moons of Uranus, this is pre-bidet, obviously, is probably from the Kuiper Belt. It rotates the wrong way around the planet, which is awesome. It's like in opposition to the rest of the moons. Super cool. It must be Neptune. Anyway.
I think it is.
Scientists are studying the asteroids and stuff out there. It's in the chat now. And they found like this like really consistent group of space rocks that are out flying around there. They're like pretty equidistant from one another and they're maintaining that distance and traveling. It's pretty rad. They're like pretty uniform out there. And so now,
yeah.
Again, I'm like, is this one of the three IA asteroids that like, you know, is this like, did that thing break off from
Space Godzillas?
Yeah. Did they just send one to see if they could smash the humans first and not have to waste the energy to get the other five?
Have you guys ever seen, Starlink? Have you guys ever seen that, like, actually in the sky, like, looked up and seen them, the satellites?
Starlink is, like, a chain of communication satellites that are...
Yeah, there's 9,000 of them now. Yeah, but, like, when I'm talking about, like, in the earlier stages when there was, like, only, like, 24...
Yeah, and they're basically, they look like a roller coaster train going overhead.
Yeah.
And they're ruining space observation for beyond Earth because...
Because there's 9,000 of them.
Yeah, and the Earth is massive, so like that's like in terms of like for us that's not a lot, but in terms of like researchers that are trying to get consistent readings of like a patch of space over and over, and then it keeps getting like a freaking, you know, set of satellites going through. They're awesome looking, dude. It looks so cool. It does.
Yeah.
To me, it looks like a subway train going by or something like that.
It looks like aliens in formation, ready to come and get us.
Imagine if you were aliens and you saw us putting all those up there and you're like, oh, I know how to get them. Just like line up on one of those lines. Then when we get over the target we want, we'll just pew, pew, pew. Okay.
They're like, ha, 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 ha. They think this will deter us.
Tomorrow I get my sim racing wheel.
Ooh.
And then now I just have to decide which cockpit to get. And I don't know if I get one that doesn't fold up and I put it in my studio here next to the desk and then put a little TV monitor on it, or if I get one that does fold up and I take it downstairs and put it in front of the TV and then I can fold it up and put it away.
You will never fit between a cockpit to get into your little studio set.
Well, it's because you are not observant enough to see that I have moved my studio around. Everything is...
I can't tell.
Everything is on the opposite sides. than it used to be or whatever. And so, well, not exactly, but it moved. Anyway, okay. I've moved all of the desk from over there. I've turned it into the back part of the room.
So you're facing the far way now. Okay.
So I'm facing like the, I'm perpendicular to how it used to be. And so.
Gotcha. The door is over there.
Sorry to anyone who's listening and can't hear this, but there's now enough room to put, I designed it in mind to have just over my left shoulder here, I could have the screen and then the seat could fit right there. And so I could, in theory, fit everything if I didn't have all of my possessions that I can't fit in my house in this room right now. But that's the challenge.
Did you climb through the cockpit to get to the studio?
No. I'd have a pathway.
You should just broadcast from the cockpit.
I mean, it would probably be okay.
Get yourself a nice, like, just the hands in front.
I'm also live streaming because right? Now I'm a Twitch streamer.
There you go. There you go. Badly. People have asked us for the live stream and asked us for the video for God knows how long.
It'd be so awesome if someone else would actually run all the pages and stuff like that. So I would just comment as I was driving and then I would just start swearing because, like, it's cheating. You're cheating.
What do you think, chat? Is he cheating?
Exactly. All right, well, that's it. I don't have anything more to say.
I'm going to get you NASCAR 2025.
That's the idea, is that we're going to get NASCAR going. Cool Keith's going to come over, and we're going to drive some laps around, you know, the tri-ovals and the ovals.
Hell
and the,
yeah.
Maybe even Watkins
who's,
Glen.
Who's Cool Keith's driver?
I don't know who he likes anymore. He was a Casey Kane guy because he worked on Casey's team when he was a dirt racer back in the day. And so I don't know who his guy is now. We should find that out. Yeah. You should get in on his NASCAR fantasy league next year. They do it themselves, man. On a spreadsheet. It's not like they're not paying for a league. They just pick at the beginning of the season, you just pick however many drivers there are divided by how many people are playing. And then that's your guy for the season. And then
I'd just be Denny Hamlin all the time. That's my guy.
I wonder if you'd have any competition for that. I wonder if any of those other nerds like Denny Hamlin. I could see Pat like Denny Hamlin.
This was the most heartbreaking season ever because he won so many races and was doing so great and was flying through the playoffs into the championship race, winning by like 7 seconds. And then with like five laps to go, a caution comes out. And he was so far ahead that nobody was catching him. And then comes in with, like, I guess it comes to a green-white checkered 2 laps to go. He changes 4 tires. A bunch of people change 2, and he's stuck back in the line, and that's it. He ended up losing to his best friend.
And that has been Glitching Robot Siege, telling us the story of Denny Hamlin's season. I'm sure it worked for everyone else, but we couldn't hear it at all, so...
Oh, well, good for them.
Siege, is your internet melting down?
No.
Okay. Is it? Maybe it's mine or whatever. That brings us to the end of another whatever show. Who even cares anymore? The good part, though, it's Sean Gravy Gervin telling us what we learned this week.
The good part?
It's the gravy part. Gravy's always good.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. That's happening this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's gravy week. I'm thankful for Brandon being here.
Damn it.
Well, Greg, you're going to be displaying your feats of strength by making out with Florida women.
Displaying his feet?
Sends picks up.
Wait, hold on. Am I going to start showing your feats of strength?
Show your feet.
I don't think you have to pluralize feats. I think it's just feet. I think it's fine.
Feet of strength?
Feet of strength. Yeah, I've got strong feet. I don't have strong feet, actually. But yeah. Let's see if we can make some money. One of them is not in good shape. Let me tell you, it looks not good.
Yeah?
Yeah, just some blood issues. You know, when you have blood problems, that's what happens.
You like a big old bruise on it? You been kicking stuff?
Yeah.
That's karate?
It's kind of too much karate meets blood medicine meets damaged veins. Pretty cool. Anyway.
Big strong boy.
Yeah. So did you say I get to bang people in Siege's feet? That's cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Although you're gonna have to make out with all the Florida women that Siege sends you pictures of.
Yeah, that's fine.
It'll work. Siege, you're gonna ride your dragon out to the great Three-Eye Atlas just to Florida man fight the Predator.
Oh, man, we would win.
Yeah.
I would say my money is on the Predator, but then I've seen the Predator enough to know that my money's on Siege.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If Danny Glover can beat the Predator, then goddammit, Siege can beat the Predator, okay?
Hey, Greg's seen a movie.
Hey, I have seen a movie! Yay!
Yes! Yes! And then lastly, this is a public service announcement for Brandon. Please head to the parking lot. Your Cybertruck is dumb. It's also on fire.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.